In this lunchtime that the volume of vaccines here will increase very significantly over quarter two, the months of April, May and June, and that we will be in a good space by the end of quarter two. He was speaking to reporters in Cork at the announcement of a €400 million regeneration fund. The Taoiseach also said that he discussed the issue of vaccines during his conversation with President Joe Biden this week, who said it would be the end of May before the US could consider sharing vaccines with other countries.
But we had a very, very wide-ranging discussion on the vaccine questions, and he asked questions about AstraZeneca in Europe and the decisions taken by member states. So we did discuss it very widely, and what he said and what he made very clear to us was that he was waiting until the end of May to establish that they would have a sufficiency of supply for the entire American population before they would discuss the sharing out of vaccines. And that was a very clear message that he sent. He did reference, to be fair, Canada and Mexico. Obviously, they're very close neighbours and have challenges of their own, particularly in Mexico. But we had a very wide-ranging discussion. The key point I made to the President, and I've been making this consistently, and this is the important point, that the absolute imperative of keeping supply chains open for the manufacturing and production of vaccines.
Let's talk now to our political reporter, Mary Regan. Mary, the question to the Taoiseach, if I understand it correctly, was did he ask Joe Biden for any unused US vaccine supplies? Do we know the answer to that?
Yes, Brian, he was asked that question three times, I think, in that particular media opportunity. And what he did say is that it was discussed very widely. And you heard him there talking about how President Joe Biden said he wanted to vaccinate his own people first before he could contemplate sending vaccines to either Europe, Ireland or anybody else. So the Taoiseach, you know, didn't explicitly say whether he asked Joe Biden for vaccine supplies or not. But if you look at his media interviews before he had that particular White House virtual meeting with the US president, the Taoiseach was asked the same question, whether he would raise it or not. And he never did say that he would ask for supplies for Ireland. What he did say is that he would raise vaccine issues in the context of the EU-US relations, this issue that he spoke about keeping supply chains open for manufacturing. So I don't think there was ever really an expectation that the Taoiseach would do a solo run on this outside of the EU process that we're now tied up in.
Right. But that hasn't stopped Labour and Sinn Féin today raising this issue.
No, and the opposition are really focusing in on this issue. Labour leader Alan Kelly did say that this was a missed opportunity given the access that the Taoiseach had to the US administration. And Sinn Féin then saying that, you know, the government has put all its eggs in the vaccine basket, so to speak, so it really does need to make every effort to get every possible dose that it can get its hands on. However, Sinn Féin, when they were speaking, it was Louise O'Reilly, their spokesperson, and you know, we did put it to her whether Sinn Féin itself would have asked for supplies for Ireland, would have done a solo run. And Sinn Féin didn't go as far as saying, yes, we would have asked for specific supplies for Ireland, or that they'd have gone out on a limb from the rest of the EU. So, Sinn Féin isn't saying that they would have asked for that explicitly, whereas the Labour Party is saying, yes, the Taoiseach should have asked straight out.
At their briefing last night, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer at the NPHET briefing, Mary, was directing our attention towards June as a timescale for possible easing of some of the pandemic restrictions. Any indications from Micheál Martin about what government thinking is in this regard?
Yeah, just what Dr. Ronan Glynn said last night was put to the Taoiseach, and his answer was, well, it's March right now, and that prior to the 5th of April, which is when the current lockdown measures are due to expire, that's Easter Monday, he said prior to that, the government will make a call and give people notice as to what they're deciding. But, you know, he did, you know, suggest that really it is too early to say. Now, he did give one particular hint that the government is thinking and reflecting on the outdoor situation and what might be possible there, because of course there is this big focus on whether there should be any easing of this 5K limit, because what the government really is doing, and they have some very big calls ahead, are deciding on, first of all, the scale of reopening and the pace of reopening, and they need to get it right between perhaps, and there is a view in Cabinet that perhaps they need to maybe just give enough so that they can maintain public buy-in in relation to this, but of course not enough that might in any way risk another resurgence.
Very good, Mary Regan, thank you for that. Well, meanwhile, across